95.1 K-Sky, the Black Hills' best rock. Carson here with you. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Bobby Dahl from Poison. They're playing a show at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. It is, my phone's ringing right now. Let's go ahead and take that. Hello, K-Sky.
Yeah, is this Carson?
It sure is.
Hey, Carson, Bobby Dahl.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing today?
I'm fantastic.
So there's a few things I want to talk to you about today, if you don't mind.
You can ask me any question, and I'll tell you whether I answer or not. I honestly don't care.
Now, I know you got an early start in music, right? So you started playing bass at, 15 years old, is that right?
No, I actually started playing guitar when I was about 12.
Guitar at 12, and you switched to bass. Why'd you switch?
You want to know the true story?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I was taking lessons from a person named Ronnie Rhodes was his name. And I don't know, for some reason, I've always been able to tell when people are lying. So I guess it's a gift I was born with.
Yeah.
But anyway, at a very young age, I knew what I wanted to do at the age of 15, which is why I used to play guitar 12, 16 hours a day. But I was in my lesson up in Pennsylvania, and it was right around when I was 18 years old. I asked him this specific question 3 times. For a person my age, do I suck? Said, Ronnie, if you lie to me, I'll know. And he looked me in the eye, and he said, Bobby, if you want the truth, average at best. And I said, Ronnie, give me a second. And I walked up to the store and traded in my favorite electric guitar and picked out the blue Flying V, handed the cash over to the man, walked back downstairs and said, all right, it's 2 less strings. Let's get started. He taught me Number of the Beast was the first song by Iron Maiden.
Nice.
And I've never looked back. But I do still play guitar, but I'm average at best.
I'm worse than that. I've played drums for like 25 years, and I picked up the guitar a couple years ago. I won't even say I'm average at best. Maybe I don't suck, but I'm somewhere between suck and not good.
Yeah, I technically play guitar, drums, piano, and bass, but bass is my special. This is my first band that I ever played live in, but there was one band that I played in before this band that was a Led Zeppelin cover band. We never played live, and I had to learn all the keyboard parts that John Paul Jones used to play, which was the only reason I ever started playing keyboard. So I feel very blessed, you know, that my very first band was the band that made it.
You play in other bands too, though. Do you still do the special guest thing?
You know, we did a couple shows, but, you know, it's fun, and I'll give a shout-out to Brandon. He's a great guy, and I happen to like him a lot. But, you know, I really like to keep on subject with CC, Brett, and Ricky, to be honest with you, because that's what this show is about. It's us up there, and Tesla is opening, and we're coming in on Friday, and we're having a lot of fun this year.
Now, you've got a one-item signature rule, is that right?
If you bring me the first 3 albums and I know that they're for you, I'll sign all 3 of them. But I know that it was put on one website in a very negative way. The interview I did was in the Washington Times. I'll sign anything for any fan that I meet, but I try to limit it to one or a couple. I'll sign anything. That's the truth.
Cool.
And but if you're going to sit there with a basket of 30, I know it.
I'll leave my box full of promo CDs here at the station that night. I promise I won't bother you with
them. No, if you have the albums, I'll sign every one of them. That's the truth.
I'll tell you, I spoke with Troy from Tesla a few weeks ago.
Yes, he came running out on one of the shows with one of my brand new basses, and it was in, I forget the city, and it was so funny. I was just laughing my butt off. It was hilarious. We've known them all for a long time. Tesla opened for us a couple times back in the mid-late 80s into the early 90s, and then we've played a few fairs with them, and this is our 3rd time around with Def Leppard, so we know both bands very well and have known them a long time. And we're out there to have fun.
That's what it sounded like with Troy, too. He had nothing but kind words and fun stories about all you guys.
Yeah, those guys are great. Tesla I've had in my home, actually, in Florida years ago. And, you know, I've known them forever.
Crazy to think about how long you guys have been doing this.
I
remember, this will date me, I'm sure, too, but I remember watching you guys playing Unskinny Bop, 1991 American Music Awards. Keenan Ivory Wayans was the host of that. I probably watched I remember I had taped it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs because I love the bass line, and it just boom, 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 boom. You know,
when that song starts, you just can't help but, like,
Absolutely. But, I always say to people, if you come to a Poison show and you leave without a smile on your face, you better go get some therapy.
I like that. Well, I just remember, you know, I was 10 years old, and I remember watching that and thinking, man, I hope someday I could be as cool as those guys. And I never became as cool as you guys. But
I don't know, Carson. You're just as cool, dude. Come on.
I appreciate that. You heard it here first, everybody. Bobby from Poison said I was cool. That makes me cool.
That's right. You guys definitely got to love Carson.
So what can we expect here in Rapid City? Tell us about the show a little bit, if you can. Surprises?
Well, we obviously have to play a lot of the hits. And I know that's a solo date, so I'll definitely do my bass solo in that show.
Oh, good. I read about that. I'm looking forward to that.
We also probably going to do Cry Tough at that show. Mm-hmm. That's one of the ones the fans really request a lot. We have a couple other surprises. I don't want to say too much.
That's all right, because everyone has a reason to show up.
Yeah, and you can't win, honestly. You have to play the hits, or they'll be disappointed. And when you have 10 top hits, it's a great problem to have. So, you know,
hallelujah.
God bless. Say thank you to God, because I wanted to be a rock and roll star since the age of 15, and my dreams came true, but I never dreamed that big.
Well, I think you guys helped contribute to that dream for me a little bit, and I'm about as close as I can get right now, I think, being on the radio playing you guys' songs. So that's really cool and to talk with you today.
Thank you. Play all the three band songs.
Well, hey, man, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with me today. I really appreciate that.
Yep, we're coming to Rapid City, South Dakota.
Thanks again, Bobby. We'll see you soon, all right?
You're listening to 95.1 K-Sky with Carson and Bobby Dawg.